to go?
I am good to go.
Excellent. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Talk to Danielle podcast. I am your host, Danielle C. Baker. And before we get started, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. And of course, this is season three. So I do invite you to have a look at the two previous seasons. There may be some topics there that will resonate with you with your current reality. They are timeless, so you can have a look and see what's out there. And we're jumping right in today. I have an amazing guest, and I have to be honest, I will introduce her officially, but we all need a Sonia in our lives. I just absolutely love her. You will understand why. We just need that person in our life, and I just kind of hope that you will find that person in your life. I have the wonderful Sonia Taringia with me. An amazing story. I'm going to let her put tell her story about survival, being a true warrior. So thank you so much, Sonia, for joining me. I'm really happy to have
Oh
you
my
on.
God, I'm like so blessed. Like, that was the best intro ever. Thank you very much.
Right? I mean, no, honestly, when we've been talking before, and every time I hear you, I'm like, I need this person in my life all the time. Just, I you know how we have different voices in your head? I just want to have your voice in my head. It just makes it better. So can you
Thank you.
talk to us
Thank you.
now that we've gotten everybody's curiosity going, who is she? Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to where you are today?
Sure. It's almost 3 years now. It would be 3 years in April. Monday, Easter Monday, 2023. I was found myself in the hospital after having really no symptoms or issues, and I was diagnosed with stage four cancer. Stage four lung cancer for a non-smoker. And they gave me 6 to 8 months to live. And it was, I don't even know how to say it. Everyone expects that, that type of prognosis is just going to like break you down. And I took the weekend, to think about it and process, because I'm a Virgo. I like to get to an answer. If I can't find an answer, my brain will just keep, keep me up at night. Anyway, I decided I was going to live. Simple as that. I did cry. I did yell at God, but I made the decision over that weekend that I was going to live. Now, lung cancer has a 2% survival rate. And I just decided that I was going to be in that 2%. Simple as that. And I think that makes a big difference to people, making an actual decision. Because I didn't hope for something to happen, I didn't hope for healing to happen. Healing is a skill. And you learn how to do it. You build those tools while you're going through the process, and it's just action. So my life didn't actually crack, like fall apart. I feel like it cracked me wide open because it demanded a new way of living. I honestly don't think cancer is the evil, and we're all taught to fight the big evil, and nobody ever knows why you got it. You're either bad luck or it's DNA. And I honestly think that's just 100% bullshit. Your body's been trying to get you to pay attention for a very long time. I think cancer is the body's last ditch effort to get you to wake the fuck up. It's end stages of inflammation. I honestly think that's what it is. And I'd be so pleased if they actually come up with that in a couple of years, because I think that's exactly what it is. But it demands that you find a new way of living. The way you're living is killing you. It's literally fucking killing you. So what are you going to do about it?
That's
You
right.
know, you're either going to fall into the fear of it and claim that victim mindset, which a lot of people do, because there's a lot of fear and a lot of fear mongering through cancer and all the processes that you go through. But either you're going to live in that fear, or you're going to stand in your own truth and claim your own sovereignty and say, fuck no. I'm going to create a life. I'm not going to survive this. I'm going to create a life that my body can thrive in. It took me about a year and a half, but I fucking did it. And I've been clear ever since.
Wow, that's so incredible. It's so nice to hear, and I find it really interesting that you mentioned that outlook on cancer because my sister's just fought through hers, and she mentioned the same thing was she when she got to see the cells, because they had it on the microscope or some kind of scan, and she said, "I could see that life, that foreign, alien life in me." And she goes, "All I could do was appreciate the beauty of it. It just could." And she said, "All I could tell it was, you're beautiful, but you can't live in me." Like she was just saying, "You just got the wrong body to be into," and that was her outlook on it. So I find it
Yeah.
interesting that you had something similar to say. This it's not that an evil thing. It's just your body's way of saying, "Hey, sit the fuck down. Like you're taking care of everybody else.
Yes. And women
Now
are
you're not
so
taking."
good at that, right? We just take care of everybody else. We take care of everything. We put ourselves last all the time. And I work mostly with single women because that's what I am and that's what I know. But we have a very different journey. Right? We don't have that support system in place. We usually have a few cats. We may have.
Oh, by the way, we just had a whole cat conversation just before we recorded, so this is beautiful.
Or we may just say cats, but like we usually have people that are single usually don't have that support system in place, and we don't, and we've had our career as our main focus for a very long time. So we didn't have the community in place, or our families aren't around us. Like I have no family near me. Nobody that I'm related to lives in the city. And I had to recreate that. And that's a conscious effort too. Like I set up appointments with people, even if I hadn't seen them in a year or so. Let's meet for coffee. I have some news. This is what I've been diagnosed with. This is my journey. I would like you to be a part of it. If you can't, at any time, because you're going to lose people on this journey, because you're going to change and grow. So you're going to lose people on this journey. If you can't at any time, you are free to leave without judgment from me. But it goes both ways. I found, and I wasn't prepared for this. I found that I was saying no to people. I was expecting people to leave because it would be hard for them to see me in that state. And some did, for sure. But it was also me standing up saying, I can't deal with you anymore. I need my energy for me. Please fuck off. Love you dearly. Go away. I will deal with you some other time.
That's when you really do. It's unfortunately, it's for things like this that you realize who are just sucking the energy out of you and who are actually a good person in your life that will build you up and replenish you. So it's interesting you mentioned that it is both way where you're thinking, okay, you know what, this isn't going to work. I would tolerate it if I was healthy, but now I see that that
Yeah.
kind of leads me into what I wanted to talk about, because you talk a lot about mindset
I
when it
do.
comes to surviving cancer. There's a whole thing, and I mean, I hear that with some of my friends who are in support groups and in that environment, but I think you really hit the nail on the head with that one. Can you explain to us your view on what mindset is like?
Yeah, and I think it's so important, not just because it's a fear-based environment, and of course, your little mind's going to come up with every bad aspect that could possibly happen with this journey. And people think that mindset is, oh, we're just going to sit and we're going to and we're going to clear our thoughts. No, that's not fucking right. Like you can do that. That's great. Awesome. Mindset is physiology. It's basic physiology. It happens in your body, right? When we are in danger or afraid, what happens? Our digestion is screwed. We don't sleep well. Our shoulders come up, muscles tighten. When we are feeling safe, we rest, we digest, and the body heals. It's not just thinking good words. It is actually happening in our cells. We see the result in ourselves. And I used mindset to settle my body after terrifying appointments and regain clarity. And you can access that not just by using your words, but because it's a physiology expression, a hot bath is part of mindset because it'll bring your nervous system down. Right? And I think what gets missed is people get caught up in, and I'm going to call it the 3D world, right? Everything that we see and experience. People get caught up in the scans were this, the oncologist says that. But rules to manifestation and goal setting all fucking apply here. Because you are manifesting health. Your goal is to build a life, not to survive this thing. And I keep saying that because it is so important. Everybody's like, you got to fight, you got to survive, you got to live through this. No, you need to create a life. It's not going to be the same one you had. You need to create a life. And that requires that whole saying of Delulu is the Salulu, right? You have to have delusional belief. Like, I believed, I knew, and nobody could tell me any different. I fucking knew I was going to be in that 2%. I knew in 2 years, because that's what my research showed me, it would take two years to get rid of most, if not all of it. I knew in 2 years I would be teaching yoga, lifting weights, cycling. I would get back to the things that I loved doing. And nobody could tell me otherwise. And I wouldn't, and you don't, a lot of people will defend their boundaries with anger. I think one of the things that cancer taught me so beautifully was to be able to speak my boundaries without anger. It's not, no, I'm doing this. Don't tell me otherwise. It's no, thank you. But I'm going to do this over here. You can go do you over there, but I'm going to do me over here. I don't need other people to believe my Delulu. I believe it, and that's enough.
Yeah. And I love the gentleness of it too, because it's always like, we got to fight, but it's
yeah.
How about, I've been fighting my entire life and this is what it got me. So how about we kind of change?
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what I say.
Yeah.
Because when you have that belief, belief creates direction.
Yeah.
Right. And those daily actions create the outcomes. It's the same as goal setting. It's the same as manifestation. If you believe it, you will get so much fucking closer to it. Yeah. And if you don't, I think I was telling you, I was working with a woman who has stage 4 esophageal cancer. She didn't believe that healing was for her. She believed that she was being punished by God. And even though I want to hold that belief for her, you have to meet them where they are. And that's the same for just meeting yourself where you are. Like, you may look at the scans, like your sister looked at the scans and saw something beautiful. Some people can look at the scans and think, oh my God, that's in me. I can't accept that. I won't look at that. You have to meet yourself where you are. So like when I was diagnosed, I had 80% of my right lung was clogged. I had trouble breathing. I sounded like I had asthma. My family doctor just kept telling me it was GERD. Bit off.
Yeah,
just
slightly.
Just a tad off.
Wow.
So that's why I thought I had trouble, you know, breathing, because I thought my esophagus was swollen. It was swollen because there was a giant tumor wrapped around it. But
well, at least you can laugh about it now. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
You have to find the humor going through it too.
Exactly. But exactly.
If that's where that person is, all the mindset talk's not going to do much. I can keep telling them this, but that's where that person is. Well, what do you see as your outcome then? If you are being punished, what is your best outcome that you could have? He said, if I could have my son who hasn't spoken, you know, we've had a rough relationship. If I could have my son by my side. So we worked on boundaries and we worked on self-love. Because I know every woman I've ever met hates something about their body.
So true.
And through this process, I felt so much joy in how my body was responding. And people don't talk to themselves nicely. And you have to. Like, and everyone says, oh, you know, treat yourself like you would your best friend. But people don't do that. Think of it this way. Like, I'm Virgo. I like my data. Right? I like my data. The body is what, 70, 75% water, if not 80% water. You can change, it's been proven, you can change the molecular structure of water with your voice. With your words, talk to your body.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah. And I know there's one thing that you said when we were talking before we got on camera with the conversations that we've had is that the mindset is one thing, because a lot of the times they tell you should seek out support, don't isolate yourself, seek out support. And you want to kind of connect with people who are going through, they know exactly what you're going through, but you can fall into that victim mentality. And I love the way that you said that it's just like if you're building a business, or you want to take your life to the next level, you want to be looking for people who are living what you want to be living once you get past that. And that just opened it all up for me to say, you're absolutely right. Why is it that when it comes to our health, it doesn't have to be cancer, but whatever it is that anybody, chronic illnesses or whatever, we stay stuck in, oh, this is my reality. But
We do, yes.
there's some people with that same reality who are actually moving past it. Those are the people you want to surround yourself with. And I love that you said that.
Yeah, and even it doesn't always have to be somebody who has had a cancer journey. I find the support groups difficult because it's a round table of victimhood in a lot of ways. Everybody's complaining instead of being, like joyful or grateful about where they are and putting so much energy into fighting the system. And I'm just going to talk about this because it is such an important thing. So fucking what? The doctor doesn't understand you. So fucking what? The doctor doesn't understand the natural stuff. Oh, I have to ask my doctor if I can go into a sauna. What the fuck are you doing? The doctor knows the disease. He knows the disease. That's his expertise. He knows the disease. He knows the systems of treatment. You know you. And if you don't, you fucking should by now, right? Like if you're 40, 50 and you don't know your body, how your body works. Oh my God, girl. Like you gotta learn how your body works. If you know that, like, perfect example. Since my family doctor thought that I had GERD and I'd been on GERD medication for 3 months, meaning I had no stomach acid. I couldn't digest a piece of cheese properly, right?
Oh
And yet,
no.
and when they finally, like, it took them quite a few weeks to decide that there was an option for me in terms of treatment, because at first it was just create your bucket list and get your will together because you're toast. So 6 weeks after, they're like, oh, we might want to be able to try this type of chemo that kind of works with your cancer sometimes. I was like, really? Okay, fine. But you need to do your research. They will tell you that the side effects of, and I was told side effects are not bad. That doesn't tell me anything. They'll tell you to look for, venous thrombosis or certain things that particular chemotherapy affects. But what they don't tell you is how long it stays in the body. What it's made from. It's either made from poisonous gas or heavy metals, most of them. And how that's going to affect your body and what you need to do. So going into chemotherapy, I know, even if I don't know any other thing, I know that chemo is going to destroy my gut because it's poison. There's going to be a lot of inflammation because it's poison and it's going to destroy your gut. So trying to eat solid food and get the nutrients you need to heal aren't going to be fabulous. You're not going to do a great job at that. Especially if I've been on meds that have, deleted stomach acid, I'm not going to be able to digest anything. So going into your therapy, knowing your biology, knowing you're going to be poisoned, how are you going to handle it? And it's great when people get that mindset because it takes them out of the fear and it puts them into an action mode. I have control over this. And if I'm doing this, I feel like I'm actively participating in my health and I take ownership of it.
That's the thing. It's that at the end of the day, it is your body, and you get to decide. I like that you said that, and we'll get on the meds later, because we had talked off camera about my family, where they're all pretty much like, let's go as natural as we can all the time, and they're looking for natural cures for cancer. And it's where my sister had said, because my sister is very thorough with her research, and like you were saying, know your stuff. Know
Yeah.
what you're doing.
Know your
It's
shit.
so
Yeah.
important. And don't just rely, get different sources. Don't just look for Dr. Google with the information you want to hear, but look
Yes.
around, do the 360. And my sister used to say, we know how to keep the cells alive. We know how to keep them healthy, but we don't
Yeah.
know how to destroy the unhealthy ones. And so she was saying, this is what made me choose to go with chemo and radio, because that's the only known way right now to destroy the unhealthy ones. That was the way she explained it. But she says the natural stuff, yes, for prevention or for after, but all you're doing now is making the unhealthy cells stronger by giving them the nutrients they need. So she was saying that was her choice, but she did her research. She felt comfortable. That's what made her feel comfortable. But
And
everybody
that's the
would be
thing. Not
different.
every, yeah,
Yeah.
everybody's, not everybody's going to believe the same thing, right?
Exactly,
But if
exactly.
you believe it, that carries weight.
That's it. It
'Cause
gave
like,
her a visual to see because she saw
absolutely.
the cells, like she saw cells recreating, like splitting, and she could see the growing. And so
Yeah.
it gave her that visual with the treatments that she was like killing those off. So it was that mindset that she needed to be
Yeah.
able to get to it and clear, because it was a very aggressive form of cancer and it was very aggressive treatments. So
Yeah.
again, like you say, it's you need to know your body and you need to know how it
Absolutely.
feels to be able to make those decisions for yourself, because the doctors, they do what they have to do, but
They do.
it's the sickness and it's this is what the possibilities it
It
doesn't
is.
go
It
beyond.
is. And it is a co-investigation with you and the
Yeah.
doctor. It's not the doctor said this and I'm going to follow it blindly. Can we please stop that now? Can we
Yes.
please stop that now in 2025? Can we please stop that now? It's, and I've had difficulty with a lot of doctors throughout the 80s when a woman comes in and she's like, I know my body.
Right.
Not as much anymore, thankfully. But like it is a co-investigation because yes, they are the expert in that disease. They are the expert in the chemicals that they use to treat that disease. You are the expert in you. And you bring that to the table and it's a 50-50. He is a fucking consultant. You are paying him for his opinion. He is not your boss. And it's a different relationship if you come into it with that. Again, not in an angry way. Anger has its purpose, but not here. Because this might be a lifelong relationship. Do you want to feel anxious and angry every time you have to see this person? No.
Yeah.
You're not going to bowl over and let him do whatever he wants. But it's a relationship. It's just like a marriage. You need to be able to get this to work, and you need to be able to get what you need out of it.
It. At the end of the day, you both have the same goal. It may look different, but your goal is to get rid of it. So let's work together on it
If
and find.
your people believe that that's possible for you, because my people did not,
My
I
people
was
did
just
not.
supposed to die, right? Even any treatment I was given was palliative. And when I was doing very well on treatment, and I'm like, hey, you know what? Since I'm doing well, do we get to step back in the stages? Can we, can we maybe extend the treatment?
Wow.
I'm like, okay. So I believe that the natural stuff really can help a lot more than that because I walked away from treatment. It almost killed me. And I walked away from treatment after 7 months, 8 months being on it. Even though I only had 4 rounds of chemo, I was on immunotherapy. And immunotherapy is difficult. Not to take, it's very easy to take, but it's difficult in that it causes a lot of damage for people if they've been on it for a long time. Some people do great. But a lot of people at the year mark, they get damaged anymore.
Right.
So I walked away from treatment and I wasn't free of cancer at all. I had had about 40% of that clear. But with the rest of it, I just did all on my own.
Right.
So yeah, and if you believe it, like we were saying, if you believe it,
Yeah. It's interesting that you said that too, because my sister, she stopped, she didn't go through the whole cycle because she was getting other symptoms that were also
yes.
could potentially be life-threatening. And then she says,
Yes.
well, no, I'm just substituting, this
Absolutely.
for
100%.
that. So let's just, I know deep in myself that I've done as much as I could. And
Yeah.
then she did, and then she did go with the, nutrition and all of that, the supplements that she can take. But yeah, she listened to her body and said, well, now I'm damaging something else that will long term create more issues. So now
Right.
she had to wait. But again, it's that she had that wonderful relationship with her doctors, and
Yeah.
her doctor was able to was open to it. That's another thing too. Sometimes they just cut you off and say, no,
Sometimes
this
they
is it
do.
or nothing.
Like,
But
I know I cannot talk to my oncologist about anything natural. He has no idea. I just want to hear it. And that's fine. He doesn't need to. I don't need him to understand it. I need to understand
exactly,
it. Right?
exactly.
So.
Yeah. That's what works. How do you say, because now we're talking about the medical team that's with you that may be pressuring you into things that just doesn't feel right, or that at least if, even if it doesn't feel right, take the time to do your research to say, is this right for me? Instead of acting out of fear. But you also have the family, the next door neighbor,
Yes, yes.
the lady at the cash checkout,
Everybody,
so
yeah, everybody's got something to say to you. Everyone's got and
that's it.
you're gonna get on Facebook groups and you'll be
Oh
like,
yeah. You gotta
oh
ask,
my
you're
God.
gonna get everything of both extremes and nothing in
Yeah.
between. But and
Yep.
then you're trying to figure out your body because you're supposed to listen to your body, but you haven't listened to your body in 30 years. You're just
Yeah.
like, how do you, what is your advice for people like that to be able to drown out that noise? Because it really is just noise.
It is.
And how, to be able to center your back into your body and say, okay, what is it that we actually need? Do you have any advice for that?
Everyone would talk, right? Yeah, family doctors, Google, strangers on the internet, everyone. But you have to live in your body, and only you. So your voice gets the final note, period. And your voice will whisper, or sorry, your body will whisper until it has to scream. And that's why I think cancer is a scream. It's like, wake the fuck up. Because you're not doing right by me.
It doesn't get louder than that.
It
It's just
doesn't. It
no.
doesn't.
Yeah.
And you can use boundary lines like, I appreciate you caring, but I'm protecting my mental health today. I've actually used that
Oh, I
because
love
people
that.
will tell you stories about other people that they've known or family members that they've known or whatever that have had cancer and might not have had a good ending. I don't need to hear that right now.
Right.
And it's not helping me in any way. That's keeping me in fear. I don't need that.
Especially since you were given an expiry date.
Yes,
So
yes.
people
And
get hooked on that number and
they
now you
do.
just,
They do. And it's not always the person that's diagnosed. Sometimes family members or friends will get hooked on that number. I had people in my circle saying if I would start planning to do something or talk about wanting to go and experience something, no. Doctor said 6 to 8 months. Fuck off.
Yeah,
Like,
seriously. How do you mean well when you say stuff like that? Like, do you not hear? Like, how do
you
you're
say
already
you love me?
you're digging the hole for me right
like,
now? Right?
we don't need advice. We can get
Right.
advice from many places. We need presence. Just be here with us.
Yeah.
One of the most heart-filled moments through this journey, because people will come and go. I would have a neighbor would come in and bring me soup sometimes. I would have a lady that would come in, friend of mine that I've known for years. She would come in. The best thing was she never said, "What do you need? How are you feeling?" She let me just be, and she would come in and just look around, and she'd just start doing. Start cleaning the kitchen. Start making me that soup that somebody made for me. Or does the laundry need to be made or done? Yes. That is the way you can help and support us. But how do we tune into our body? I've always used the phrase, does it make me stronger or weaker? If I feel something, or if somebody gives me, says something to me, gives me an option. Do you want to go this way or that way? Does this way make me feel strong? Like, oh, that's kind of interesting. Or tense, like, I don't know. If it's, I don't know, walk away. If it's not a hell yes, it's a no, right? Does my breath deepen because I'm relaxing into that choice? Or does I get shallow? Does I get shallow? Good English. Do I get shallow?
I love it.
Or does that decision make me feel heavy?
Right.
and weighed down. If it makes me feel light, that's the way I'm going. Because, like I said, your body whispers for a long time before it screams, but the skill of lowering that noise outside so that you can hear those whispers. Because once you start hearing them, and even if you start talking back to them, they will get louder very quickly. Like, my body's so loud, I don't know how people can't hear theirs, because mine's like, bitch, what are you doing? I will pick up something, because Lord knows cancer loves sugar.
Oh my God, yes.
Right? And I will pick up something and be like, oh, maybe I should have a treat. And my body be like, what are you doing? We've talked about this. I'm like, okay, fine.
This is not a treat.
It's not. You can earn different treats. You can earn cycling treats. You can earn yoga treats. You can earn, PRs and deadlifts treats, but you don't need brownie treats.
I love you, right?
It
It's like the most devastating sentence I've ever heard in my life. You don't need brownie treats. I love that. And it works with not just fighting cancer, but with anything. If you're
does.
going through a healing journey, it's true. I've gone through, I would say, the last 5 years. And it's the same. Like my body screams now for different, like for other things. And I still catch myself just recently, a couple of days ago, I was like, I could feel it, like my shoulders were touching my earlobes at this point, and I'm thinking, why am I still trying to justify why I'm going to do this when, like, I have no neck anymore? Like, that should be the first sign that this is a hard no. So yeah, it works for everything. If you're just able to take that time to say, how does my body feel? Or
Always.
just even making a decision that's what it was going on with wearing my shoulder
Because
as earrings,
fear is
because
going to
this
make
was
bad
the
choices, right? Like, fear is never going to
exactly.
make a good choice for you. Fear makes bad choices. So you get to evaluate things on, what is my body doing? And look at the actual facts of things, not things that you've read on Facebook, not things that you've just Googled. Read the damn research. This is your body. Study it. Pick up a fucking book. I read seven books before they called me up and said, hey, chemo might be an option for you. And again, that empowers you, because then you can take the emotion out of it and you can look at the data. What is the mechanism of the action? What is the long-term organ effects? What is the impact on my quality of life? Because my idea of quality of life may be different than my family's, my doctors, my cohorts. Like, doctors will treat the disease. I treat me. And those two aren't always aligned, but I treat me 100%.
And then you can, that's the way you'll know exactly where you need that support. Like you said, your friends coming in to help, because there's nothing worse than trying to focus on healing, but you've got a pile of laundry, and then you're just like, that's what would
You've
drive
only
me
got so many
crazy.
energy dollars, right? You only have so many energy dollars. And I want all of my energy dollars focused on healing, because that is what's required when you have 80% of your lung filled. And I had metastases. It wasn't just in the lung, right? It was metastasized. I had it in the liver. I had it in the pelvic bone. I had it in the ribs. And I love that that's all gone now. Because in cancer, you're dealing with winds that are like millimeters.
Literally, yeah.
But that's true in so much of our life, in parenting, in weightlifting, in career, you're doing millimeters. You're doing this little step, this little step, this little step, and hoping and planning and believing you're going to get to there. Because we all have that power. We all do. If we break a bone, the body heals. If we cut ourselves, the body heals. Believe in that. If you can't find anything else to believe in right now, believe in that. Because you know that. Everyone knows that. And that's a fact that you can rely on. You can hang your belief on that until you find it somewhere else.
That's what I was doing with the hypnotherapy practice was memory cell is a thing. It's a scientific fact. Our cells remember things. So if you can bring your body back to remembering when it was healthy, you can get there. Again, it's in the mind, and you need to find the support, and you need to, if you believe in that, it'll work. If you don't, then move on to something else that works for you. So my sister was to visually see whatever the chemicals, the poison she was taking, was zapping this new life in her body. And she was just like, thank you for being there. You helped me see a lot about myself, but this isn't where you're supposed to be, and so that was the visual for her to be able to focus on the fight against it. But everybody is different.
They are. And I just want to touch on words for a minute because words are your wand. They are your magic wand.
Yeah.
I've never said I have this
Yes.
disease. I've been diagnosed with this disease. I am going through a cancer journey because this shit is not staying. It is visiting. It is visiting to teach me a lesson and it is going. Thanks for the visit. I
I
just love
love
you.
that.
But it's not staying. So yeah, don't claim it. I see that all the time. And when people say, I have this disease, look at their body. They canter in. They're never like, oh, I have this. No, like they're
Yeah,
not
exactly.
proud of it. It's this is something that is weighing me down.
Yeah.
Don't claim it.
Look,
Don't make that
the
shit
one that
yours.
gets, yeah, you're so right. The one that gets me the most is my cancer. It's just like my, like you, now you, how are you supposed to let go it? How are you supposed to release it if you're holding it? You made it a possession. So yeah, you're so right. It's not, it's just, yeah, it's its own thing. And it's got to go. It's not paying rent, so get out. Get evicted.
It's the same
I
with the
love that.
treatment that you welcome into your body, right? Like your
Yeah.
sister was great at that. I did the same thing. Put my hands over the infusion spot. Thank you for coming into my body. Thank you for getting rid of the cancer. You're going to go to this spot, this spot, this spot,
Yeah.
and you're going to kill this here, and then you're going to get the fuck out without doing any damage.
Yes,
Thank you.
that's the
People
part I
forget that
love.
last end. You got to tell it to leave because
It's got
it
to come
might
out.
stay. It might stay. It might like it. You might like your body. It might be a nice warming space, right? Like you got
Yeah,
to tell it to leave.
that. I love that. That makes me actually, like, it's a good point because we talked about the author Christy Avito. Her book is Bless the Meds, and that was her realization that, if some people will bless their food before they eat it to make sure that it nourishes their body, but then we curse our meds. Because I gotta take this spring pill, so imagine the energy you're giving it inside. So I love that you mentioned that, because yes, you do. You might not want to be taking the or going through the treatments, but you have to, because that's what's keeping you alive. So just to say thank you. I know you're healing me, but yeah, I don't want you to stay. This is a just a this is it's
It's a
just a
visit.
passage. You just go through, get out, and do what you have to do, and take it with you as you go out. But I like that you mentioned that yes, you do need to give it some positive energy in there so that it does the work that it needs to do.
100%,
Yeah.
100%.
You touched on it a little bit, but I wanted to ask you, as a for a cancer warrior, what are the things that they really don't want to be hearing? Because there's a lot of loved ones or people who are close to, friends, who get into very awkward stages of it because they don't know. They don't want to ask. They're ready to help, but they don't know how. They don't know how to. They don't know what to say. They're so caught up in all of this. They're feeling your emotions. They're going through their emotions. What are some things that you really should be focused on to help, if you don't know what to say or what to do?
What do you need today?
Yeah. It's
I
so
believe in
specific.
you. Because, like, in my situation, nobody believed that I could do this.
Right.
My family sure as hell didn't, because that's who gave me, you only got 6 to 8 months.
Yeah, you get the best before date. Yeah. Yeah.
which I disagree with. No doctor should give you an
And
expiry
I
date
know. I
because
know.
they don't know, and they're often wrong. But the body knows when it's done. The body knows how to be born. The body knows how to die. So just trust in the body. But like things like I'm with you.
Yeah.
Just we don't need cheerleading and we don't need to be told to fight and be strong. We're going through something that takes all of our fucking strength
So true.
and probably more than, like sometimes it's more than. So we don't tell us to fight, don't tell us to be strong, just grounded presence. Be the rock. Stand beside us. I had a woman come in, the woman that used to come in and clean the kitchen every once in a while or ask for the laundry done. She came in, the third round of chemo was particularly bad. And I had a big moment of a lack of faith. And I could barely move. I don't know how some people will get up on a bike and do stuff when like to flush themselves. I could barely move during chemo. I don't know who has the energy to do that. But God bless them, but it wasn't me.
love that you said that.
And she came into the apartment or the condo. I always call it an apartment. It's a condo. I have to get used to that. And I made it to the couch and I just kind of flopped down. And for some reason, then something just kind of like, I just felt like, what if I'm wrong? I didn't say it. I didn't say anything, but just in my head, in my whatever, she saw something in my spirit, the way that my body was moving. I was just like, what if I'm wrong? And what if this is the end of me? And, because you're going to have moments of doubt. It's never 100%, I believe this and blah, blah, blah. You're going to have moments of doubt, right? Because healing's not a straight line. It does do this, and it can be scary and frustrating and thrilling, but it's not a straight line. And she came in and she just picked me up, physically picked me up, wrapped her arms around me, and I bawled, like big snotty cry, ugly cry. But I don't think I have ever felt more supported. Because in that moment, I felt it really reminded me of what it was like when you were a little kid, when you're a little girl, and you've hurt your knee, and your mom picks you up and gives you a hug and tells you everything's going to be okay. She never said a damn thing. She just held me. So that presence, just being that strong, grounded presence, you don't need the cheerleading.
So true. I can see the cheerleading being annoying sometimes. Just be like, shut the fuck up. You have no idea.
Because some days we don't need it. Like a lot of times we don't need it. We just need witnessing, not fixing, not cheerleading. And people don't know what to say, so they go right to the cheerleading. But you don't have to say anything. You just be.
Or the generic, little pep talk,
Yeah.
it's
You gotta
like,
stay strong.
no, I don't feel like it today,
And you won't. Yeah, some days you won't. Like, I'm a strong motherfucker. I know that. I'm resilient as anything. But yeah, there are days where I just don't want to hear that because you're right. I love what you said. Fighting got me here. It's releasing and accepting and loving that will fix it.
Oh, I love that. I could talk to you forever on this. And this is, I'm pretty sure the listeners understand now why I say we need a Sonia in our lives, because she just tells it as it is, unfiltered, which is what I'm all about. No
We
bullshit.
don't have fucking time for that shit.
Exactly. Why do we keep wasting our time, turning
Turning,
around,
talking in circles. No, let's get to the heart of the matter. And I find some people are very, not put off, but taken aback because I will go right to the heart of the matter and they're not prepared for that. They're used to not being able to talk about it. They're used to hiding it. Like, no, we're gonna give it. I can take it. Just come on. Let's talk about it.
Let's get
Because
ugly with it.
if we can't have authentic conversations, then what the fuck are we talking about?
We're wasting
We're
precious energy.
wasting time and energy, and I don't have time to waste on that.
And I think that's where a lot of the relationships change when you're going through something like
A
this, because
hundred percent. Oh my God,
now
girl,
you're like,
yeah.
I'm not taking this anymore. And that people get totally,
Once you
they
start
don't
putting in
understand.
boundaries and you put yourself first, holy shit, will people be like, ugh, what's going on there? You're having a bad day. No, I'm not. This is what I need.
And what's interesting too, because in some of the experiences I've had throughout my life, is some people surprise you in a positive way, where you think they're the ones that demand a little
Oh,
bit more of your energy, and all of a sudden they pivot and now they're all in for you.
I
And
was blown
that's
away by who stood up for me.
it's not the people you think
It's
it's going
not
to
the
be.
people you're going to think it is. The
And
people you
that
think
just
it is are
blew
the ones
my
that are going to
mind.
leave. Yeah.
They're the first ones that are
They're
just
the
going to
first
be
ones to
like, you
go.
know what, I'm kind of busy, and or they turn it on you and say, well, I see you really do need your rest. I don't want to bother you. But that's another thing that it's, and I think it's great to mention it for people to understand, that don't
Yes.
get discouraged because the people you thought were going to be there to support you are not there, but you have
No,
perfect strangers
no
who
from the
will
beginning
come.
that's going to happen. You're going to lose people because you're
Yeah,
going to
and
change.
it's okay.
Even if you make friends in the cancer circle or whatever disease you have, you might lose those. Like in the first year of being diagnosed, I met five people, I buried four. So you're going to lose people along the way.
And that is so true, because even in, like, throughout, those are the people that help you through in the beginning, but now you moved on and you see that they're still there, but and then you see that you feel guilty to say, well, they've helped me so much through the first part that you feel obligated to, to stay, but you got to keep your journey going.
You do,
And
you do.
that's hard too.
It's easier for someone to pull you down than it is for you to lift them up.
So true. Oh my goodness. I get to it's like
Ah,
my brain right now is like, I'm gonna listen to this. We're gonna do a 5-hour broadcast today. No, but what is, like, what projects do you have on? How can people, people that are moved by what you're saying right now, how could they support you? How could they, what do you got going on? Or
I have social media platforms called Cancer and the Single Woman, where I talk about medicine, chemotherapy, mindset, nutritional supplements, because I am a nutritionist. I am a registered nutritionist. I've been in active practice for over 20 years. So I have tried all the shit. I've tried all the diets. I am a walking encyclopedia for that stuff. But I do tend to focus more on single women. Because that this journey hits differently when you're alone.
really
I
does.
did through this journey, I was able, I had the luck of meeting an oncologist, a female oncologist in her 30s, and she was studying and doing research papers on women that were single going through this journey because we have much different timelines because we don't have that support. And like every time, like you'll get the clinical notes from the doctor after your visit, and every time we saw Sonia alone again today in the clinic, piss off.
Really?
I
Really? Is the again really necessary?
don't need somebody holding my hand through chemo or any type of therapy. I need them at home when I'm dealing with the consequences of that therapy. I can get myself to back and forth to the hospital for chemo. There's Uber, there's lots of ways to do that. But yeah, I'm growing Cancer in the Single Woman because I think people need to know that it's not just doom and gloom. It's not just death. That there are people that, sorry, I get very excited about this because there are those, don't let any, oh my God, if I could just say one sentence instead of getting so excited.
Nicole, you got me all excited. I have no idea what you're
Know,
going
I'm
to say.
sorry.
No, you're good.
There are people out there that have survived stage four. It is fucking possible. Find them. If you can find them that have your own cancer, awesome. It took me 3 months to find one person who has survived stage four lung cancer. And he did it with all natural, no treatment.
Oh, wow.
And he's been clear for 25 years. But no woman should feel unsupported during this. Like, it really gets my juices flowing because it's possible. It is so fucking possible. It's not easy, but nothing is. Life is never easy. We know we're going to die. That's a fact. You're only upset or sad because somebody told you you have less time than you thought. We live like we have no tomorrow. So if you go to my Instagram page, I'm going to be spreading into TikTok and stuff too soon. Cancer in the Single Woman. You're going to find medical tips. You're going to find out how to deal with chemotherapy. You're going to find out how to deal with radiology, how to work with your mindset, how to deal with your family, because they might not be, and how to express what you need, defining what you want, planting that flag in the sand for yourself, saying, "I will live." Period. Not survive, not make it through it. Fucking live.
I
And
love that.
I'm raising GoFundMe funds, of course, because holistic treatments keep me stable and functional and progressing. They have a place in this world, and I know that, a lot of oncologists don't know about them, don't know how to deal with them. But these treatments are effective, they are real, and they are not funded by the Canadian insurance system. So I'm always looking for funds to help me keep in. Like one of the treatments that I use, my chosen immunotherapy is mistletoe. It is mainstream treatment in Europe. I've known about it for years. When I did do nutrition full time, I worked with breast cancer patients who are using mistletoe and came to me for diet, and we got them clear of cancer. So it is a valid thing, but it is expensive. But so are supplements. My God, supplements in Canada are through the roof. It's
That is so
really
true.
easy to spend like $200 at a drop just to get two or three really good supplements. So, yeah.
It's great that you mentioned the financial side of it. I don't think a lot of people realize the toll it has on a person. We deal a lot of, obviously, for obvious reasons, we think about the psychological and physical, but financially, and we're lucky enough in Canada that some of it is covered, but I'm thinking of countries where none of it is covered.
Absolutely.
It's hard to keep a positive mindset when you don't know where you're going to
Yeah,
be
there
at
is
the
that
end of the month.
worry. For sure, there's always that worry. So yeah, it is a necessary thing to talk about because most of the people that I've met have gotten into debt.
Or just like the retirement fund is gone now,
Exactly, like which is my case, right?
but again, I'm just
Retirement
thinking
fund is
about
gone.
that. I was like, you're planning for your f retired future, but now is I need it if I want to retire, I need it now.
Yeah.
So it's that's a whole lot of the conversation to have, but
It is.
yeah,
But
I will
like,
put, yeah.
I've also tested a whole bunch of these things, like methylene blue, red light sauna, infrared sauna, red light, sorry, therapy, PMFing. I've tested all these things on myself too, to see what work. And I've devised different things that are super cheap because cancer costs a lot. You can fly to Vegas and get an oxygenated bath. It'll cost you about 2, 3 grand. But you can make it at home very easy with baking soda and a couple other things.
Wow.
And you'll get, it's not as strong, but it still works. So you
It's
just have
a
to get in the tub more often. Oh, such a difficult thing. Oh.
just a little science experiment in your tub.
There's
I think it's
always
wonderful.
things that you can modify at home and make it a little cheaper, but there are going to be those things that you need that are expensive. So yeah, it's important to talk about the finances of cancer.
Yeah, and I'll put the link in the description as well. So if
Thank
you
you.
want to reach out and support, and I think it's important because you're doing great work supporting women, single women who
I
are
do
going
try. I
through
think it's
it.
important. They
It
need to
is.
know that this is possible.
Yep.
People
It's
always just
so.
think it's a death sentence, and it is so not.
No, I love that. Again, I could talk to you all day, but I will let people reach out to you if they want to. Before we go, I always ask this one question, and I can't wait to hear your answer is what do you want to be when you want to do, or what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a rebellious old woman with great hair. Like you have great hair. I love that. I want great, long, thick hair and a passport full of stamps. I want to be the proof that you can rewrite your fate because you can easily.
I love that. I love that. So beautiful. Great. Thank you very much for sharing that because that's why I love asking that question. There's never the same answer, and that can change 5 years from now. We could sit down and have coffee, and you'll be like, you know what? My passport's full, full of stamps. I'm on to something else. I love it. I think it's wonderful.
Thank
Thank
you.
you. Thank you so much, Sonia, before for sharing your story. I just love every time we talk. I feel light for the rest of the day. Like it's just you're
Oh,
just such
wonderful. That's awesome.
a ray of sunshine. That's why we all
Oh.
need a Sonia in our lives.
Thank you so much for giving me the platform to share my story. It took me a long time to be comfortable sharing it. Like I know some people, you'll see it on Instagram. Some people are like from day one, they're in the hospital, you're there with them on Instagram or TikTok or whatever platform they're using. I kept it all to myself, and now I'm ready to share because it's a good story, right? Like
It's an
it's a
amazing
good
story.
story, and people, like I said, people need to know that that ending that people think is part of cancer, it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah.
So thank
And it's
you
just, and
for
it's
being
so,
here, and go ahead, sorry.
no, I didn't mean to cut you off because you're so inspirational, but I would say it transfers over to any situation that you're going through. This is what I love about what you're saying is, my goodness, you could apply that to everything and just enjoy the life you actually want to live. So thank you. And we could have you on anytime. You can come back on. We'll have to go for coffee very soon. Talk about cats
Yes,
some more.
I think so.
But I want to thank you. And again, I'll put all the information in there so people can follow you and get the
Oh, thank you
inspiration
so
that they
much. I
need.
really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And for
It
everybody
was
watching.
lovely talking to you. I hope your people enjoy the story and get something
Oh,
out of it. I'm
they
sure.
most definitely will. I know they will. Absolutely. You're wonderful. If you all agree, everybody who's listening or watching, please put it in the comments just how amazing Sonia is. I'll share it with you after Sonia.
Awesome. Deal. Coffee date set.
Yes. All right. Thank you. And for everybody watching or listening, don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. Don't forget to check out the Sonia on Instagram as well to get inspired with your healing journey. And until next time, stay safe, stay awesome, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks. Bye.